And good morning to you. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. And we're happy to have you and get up on the summitresponsiblesolutions.com, which would be a good way to locate their great products and everything. And we're just happy to have you with us. I'm Tom McCubbin. And of course, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to, you know what, Better Lawns and Gardens. And you can get us, they can get us different ways, right? iHeartRadio.
Yes, you can download the free iHeartRadio app. Even better, you can go to betterlawns.com and you can catch all of the old shows.
Now, I'm going to bet you that's what Teresa's going to do. Because she's going to listen. We know she is, even though she's over there in London, England.
Well, that's
having a great time.
Well, that's the thing, is that so she gets the updates of who downloads our shows, and we have had Australia, we've had India. I can't remember where she said last week. She said we had over 900 downloads from a whole nother country, and I'm like,
really?
That is awesome.
Well, we know she's going to listen. Hi, Teresa. Hope you're having a good time.
Yes. Bring back the cooler weather.
Yeah. You know, one time I had an email come in from Australia, and they wanted to know about growing poinsettias. In Australia, I guess they moved there, and it's completely reverse of what we do, of course, because they have winters when we have summer, and we have summers when they're having winter, and so
right.
So we had to do a little thinking about how to grow their poinsettias there,
yes,
which was kind of neat. I'm Tom McCubbin, like I said, former University of Florida Extension agent and host emeritus of Better Lawns and Gardens. So we're happy to have you here. It's going to be hot. We know that. Summer is here, I think. And I work outside. I try to work outside in the morning so I don't have to be outside in the afternoon. But, you know, I was out in the outside the other day, and it was 90-something outside. It didn't feel too bad. But right now we're not having the rain, so I guess the humidity was down a little bit.
Yes.
And it felt a little bit. How do the turkeys do during the heat?
They have a lot of fans. We have like the big, like commercial fans to blow on them just to keep circulating the air. And whenever it gets to 100 degrees, then we have misters that we put out to kind of help cool the situation.
Yeah, because they got all those feathers. They've got to be hot.
It is crazy. It's really is. They like that. We keep kids and construction place sand, and we keep that. So they kind of like that. I kind of wet it down a little bit, so they like to lay on that.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, you've got them well protected, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I've got my dirty word of the day, actually, here. I know Teresa likes to do them, so I'm going to do mine also. And my dirty word of today is nematode. I can't think of anything dirtier than nematodes. They're very small, unsegmented, round worms. I really feel that nematodes is one reason that I had trouble with one of my eyes, because when I was studying them in college, I would look out of that eye through the binoc and always see the nematodes in there, and it kind of stressed my eye a little bit.
Okay, all right.
There's lots of nematodes. Ones we're normally concerned about are parasitic nematodes. They're the ones that affect plants, and we do have nematodes that affect us also, but the ones we're concerned about can affect roots, stems, foliage. The most common one I think everybody hears about is root knot nematodes. There are many other types, and you can have a turf tested for different nematodes, and you can have it tested through the University of Florida. And I don't hear as much of a problem with turf nematodes as it used to be, and I think it's because we really don't have any good control for them. But if it's root knot nematode, you look on the roots, and you'll find the galls on there, and they're swollen areas. And this would be on vegetables. It can be on shrubs. And it causes the roots not to function properly. What I liken it to is having sore feet and trying to run the mile. And that's what the nematodes are doing. They're causing the swelling of the roots and making them not function as possible. Only good control in the garden is to bake them out or replace the soil in the planting site. And I've done that. Sometimes I will go through, and if I'm going to put a tomato plant in that I know is sensitive to nematodes, and I know I have nematodes, I will dig out the hole, probably make it 12, 18 inches in diameter, probably 8 to 10 inches deep, put potting soil in, and that gets me through the season. Sometimes people use cover crops like marigolds, and that will help control them if you do enough of it and you have the right marigold, but it's not a sure thing. The other good control, and I did mention it during hour number one, is sometimes you can get resistant varieties, like there are some resistant tomato plants. And the only problem is even though they say that they're resistant, there's different races of nematodes. And so root knot, there's different types of root knot nematode. And so the plant may be resistant to some type of nematode that's in your ground, but there may be other root knots there that are susceptible to. So you're going to have a problem with it. So what we find is that if you have nematodes, you're going to have to do something about it, try to get resistant plants, plants that don't mind them at all. Got a question here. This one's from Steve in East Orlando. Says he has what he sees is white, small, fuzzy worms that are killing my beds. Kunti, they leave the plants with a white powdery residue around the base. I think, Steve, that you probably have mealybugs or some scale insect. There are other scales that would fit that description. Mealybug is technically a scale. And if you have them, you want to go through and probably use an oil spray. Get Summit year-round oil spray and apply it to the plant. Just follow the label instructions and make sure you hit the insect and those fuzzy areas. Because with those fuzzy areas, what's happening is you're having egg masses. And in that egg masses, you get the mealybugs or the scale insects. So apply the year-round oil spray and make sure you try to hit the insects the best as possible. And you'll do okay with it. So hope that helps you out just a little bit. We'd love to help you, too. You can certainly give us a call or text us 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions, I'm Tom McCubbin. If it's Saturday, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And, of course, this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Green Specialists. Discover Quality Green's beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Green Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Wildfire season is active in your region, and the Florida Forest Service would like to remind you there are many tools that can help reduce the chances of a catastrophic wildfire. That includes creating a defensible space around your home, safely burning yard waste, following Florida's outdoor burning laws, and reporting a potential wildfire or suspicious arson activity. Humans are the leading cause of wildfires in Florida. So visit BeWildfireReadyFL.com for more information on Florida's outdoor burning laws and how to protect your home from wildfire.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, and commercial vehicles all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Motorists, watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians, allowing 3 feet of clearance. And be on the lookout for motorcycles. Never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around commercial vehicles. Don't cut in front and stay out of their blind spots. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. Let's all make it home safely. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Good morning. We're here for you. Yes, we are. We're here to help you with your gardening questions. If you have any, you can feel free to give us a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. We're happy to have you. I want to remind you, down at Peterson's Nursery, Hallie and Karen down there have a great program going on for you today. He's called the Orchid Doctor. Keith Emig is there. Orchids 101. And that starts at 9:30. Love my orchids.
Oh, yes, yes. And they make it so much easy. Like, I was scared of orchids and doing anything with them, but they make it seem so simple, and they show you how to do it. And bring your own chair. And Karen texted and told me to tell you, hey, Tom.
Hey, Karen. Hey, Hallie. Hey, listen, if you need some practice repotting orchids, you can come by my house. I am so far behind in doing anything. It ticks me off. I mean, a gardener, I guess I'm out helping other people. I don't know.
You are. You really are.
Well, anyway, right now, helping other people is going to be Bob Hodling, University of Florida Master Gardener, excellent gardener, and by the way, a great friend. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning to y'all.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Lizzie here put you up. We have a little screen that tells us who's here, and she's got special guests, not mm-hmm. just guests, but special guests.
Yeah, I like Lizzie a lot.
I bet you do. Just put the check in the mail, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, your garden looks great. And what are you still harvesting at this time?
Well, it's getting kind of late, but yeah, we're picking beans like crazy. And tomatoes, two varieties, couple varieties of tomatoes doing well. Peppers are coming on. Sweet potatoes are in the ground, not harvesting yet. I've got some red potatoes that are probably ready to pull out of the ground.
Yeah, now,
that's pretty much it.
Now, the sweet potatoes will go through the summer. You always grow sweet potatoes, don't you?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Yeah, and they will go through summer, 120 days, and you should have some sweet potatoes to eat. Now, the vines could keep growing, I guess.
Yeah, they do, and I just hack them back because, you know, they don't attach to the ground any further along, so that's okay.
Now, when I was over there this week, you had a couple of favorite tomatoes, and I know you picked one off and gave it to me, and it was really a good, tasty tomato, and you gave me some to take home so I could start the seeds. What are some of your favorite tomatoes?
And the question is, have you started those seeds?
No, I haven't. I'll do it today. I promise.
Okay.
I'm so far behind. And so all you do is you just take that tomato and squeeze out the juice with the seeds and plant them, right?
You know, it's become a process over the years, but yes, that's the easiest thing to do. You read a lot about the gel has to come off the seed and et cetera, et cetera. I found just have some good starting mix or something, you know, to squeeze the seeds into. Squeeze them in, stir it in a little bit, and pop up they come about 2 weeks later.
Yep. I worked with a tomato breeder a little bit at the University of Maryland, and what they did is they took the tomatoes, squashed them open, and put them in water and let them ferment for a few days so that gel would come off of them. But you find that you don't have to do that. You just go ahead and squeeze them into some seed and away they grow.
It surprised me because for years, of course, I've been doing it the way you mentioned. Varieties that I like, the one I gave you is called Elfin, E-L-F-I-N. It's a new tomato to me this year. A friend over in the West Coast sent me some. And it's supposed to be an indeterminate, but it's acting more like a determinant. It's a grape-sized tomato. and it's got a delicious taste to it, and it's very, very, very prolific. I mean, when you look at the bush, all you see is tomatoes, literally. And they're about the size of, fully mature, they're probably a little bit smaller than a golf ball.
Yeah. Now, Jerry wrote in and wanted to know a variety of tomato, and this one here is called Elfin, right?
Yes, Elfin.
Okay.
The only place I've really found it, I think, as I recall, is I just went on eBay because it's a heritage tomato. So, as soon as you got the seeds, you're okay to good to go. It's not a hybrid.
Yeah. Now, you have another one that you're growing also, right?
Yeah. Park's Whopper is always a favorite, and it's doing quite well. Also, I'm kind of cheap. I go to the grocery store and I buy the Campari tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I don't always come to your yard to pick tomatoes, Tom.
I know.
But I get the Campari tomatoes, and I do save the seeds out of those. And there's always a question of, is the plant going to be any good because it's a hybrid tomato? Well, I've been doing this now for a number of years, and the tomatoes, as a result, are delicious. They grow like crazy. They're an indeterminate variety. I'll be picking more today. I've got a bush out there that's just covered right now. It's a grower, and I encourage people to try that. They're the Campari variety, and just plant the seeds.
Well, the seeds are starting to cost money these days. As I mentioned, I was talking to Jerry earlier, that the one variety I grow, Sweet Treat, the seed itself is about 75 cents a seed. And you've got to definitely have some tomatoes to make pay for some of the seed. That's for sure.
Tom, I just ordered seeds a couple days ago. 3 packs of seeds plus shipping, $19.99.
I know. It's all gotten so expensive, and I understand why the prices are going up. But I'm going to do my best to cut prices, and I'll store seeds and keep them and use them again.
If you go to Elfin and Campari, I'll tell you what, you can have tomatoes, all the tomato growing season, and they're free.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna plant the seed you gave me today. I will do that. Now you started to improve your soil again. You didn't for a while, you told me, but now you're starting to improve it again.
Well, I really miss having the Zellwood farm out there that had the mushroom compost.
Yeah.
And I had, terrific soil as a result for years with that. At least I thought it was terrific. Everything grew okay. So now I think that the soil has just kind of got tired over time, and I haven't been really on top of keeping it up to speed. I am a no-till gardener, so what I do to improve the soil is I just get some bags of garden soil from one of the box stores, and it's the cheapest stuff. And then I add a bag of black cow to that, and maybe 2 cups of some kind of fertilizer, and then just aerate it in just a little bit. I try not to disturb the soil any deeper than 6 inches unless I'm preparing a carrot bed. But that's pretty much what I'm doing. And as I finish this up, and I don't have anything to plant right now, I'm putting in marigolds, which we talked about, because they are a good ground cover. And they also, if you read all the books, they say that they help with nematodes. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, if you get the right one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when will you start the seeds for your next crops?
Well, 15 July. After a while, it gets to be kind of standard, although it's been kind of screwy the last 2 years. But 15 July is my target for seeds and tomatoes. For tomatoes and peppers. And then I'll do succession planting again on the 1st of August of more peppers and tomatoes, just in case the first bunch got burned up or something. And then after that, it's kind of seasonal. It depends on the temperatures and when I start to put the greens in and all.
Yeah. Now, I'm having trouble getting my seeds to germinate, and I think I know part of the problem is some of my seeds getting old. I'm too cheap.
I was going to say, Tom, when we have seeds that we recognize from our birthday 10 years ago. and I've got the same problem. I had a tremendous setback on germination this year. And I finally just said, it's got to be the seeds because, I've got a good soil mix that I use. I tried different things, different mixes, and straight perlite, all sorts of wonderful things. And ultimately, I just said, hey, throw the seeds away and start over.
Yeah,
regret. Actually, Actually, I didn't throw them away. I gave them to another master gardener.
I have two little containers right now that I planted with some seeds, and nothing's coming up. So I think the seed just, it couldn't be me. You know, it couldn't be you. So it's got to be the seeds.
Well, you know, something that's an indicator of that really kind of opened my eyes, these two tomatoes I talked about earlier, the Elfin and the Park Swapper and the Campari in particular, as soon as you pop the seeds in the ground, you know, from the fresh tomato, 10 days later, you've got plants up.
Yeah, they germinate.
And it's like, that's telling me something. You know, the new seeds are good.
Yeah, tomato seeds are normally pretty good. Here's what I've noticed also, Bob, that some of the garden centers are keeping their seeds outside now, out in the heat. And I won't buy them. If the seed is sitting out where it's not in an air-conditioned or climate-controlled area of some sort, I'm not going to buy the seeds. I just I don't want to take a chance on them not growing.
Yeah, we've talked about that for years, and I totally agree with you.
What are some of the flowering plants you have in the landscape?
Well, probably the biggest one is roses. I don't have a lot of roses left, but the ones I've got are pretty neat, and you can see them out the kitchen window, so it keeps the wife happy. I've got cosmos that's coming along right now, marigolds, a lot of marigolds I mentioned. Penta, a lot of penta. The red penta is just beautiful. Let's see. Also, borage. I don't know if we've talked about that before.
Yeah, you showed me some coming up from seed.
Yeah. And I had they come usually in kind of a blue, pink, but the ones I had this year were on a white bush, and it was about 4 foot by 4 foot, and the bees just loved it. I mean, for every flower that was on there, and there probably were, you saw it, how many, hundreds of flowers, there seemed to be a bee on every one. So I am convinced that the white borage is something that I think the folks ought to be looking at getting some of. The seeds are easy to plant, easy to grow. They're self-pollinating. They're self-distributing as well, I should mention.
Yeah, you got it coming up everywhere. Hey, very quickly, we've got about a minute here. You have some nice-looking tree ferns. What care are you giving them?
None.
None? Okay.
No, I trim off the dead fronds, and I'll throw some fertilizer on them maybe, twice a year.
Yeah. So do you need to make sure you keep them extra moist or anything?
No, not really. I've ignored them quite successfully, and I've had them now for about 10 years, I guess, the same plants.
And, they look good.
They've been through all sorts of wet and not wet, so they're still there.
Good. Well, I'm going to plant. I've had them at one time, and I'm going to plant a couple of more. Hey, Bob, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here.
Totally my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's Bob Hodling, University of Florida, Master Gardener, excellent gardener, and a good friend, as you can tell. And also today, special guest.
Yes, and he's also pretty funny, too. So
he is a great guy. He certainly is, and we're happy to have him with us here. We're going to be going to a break here in just a little bit, and want to remind you that we have a telephone number that you can give us a call. Now is a good time to do it, 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us, 23680. Always happy to have your text questions. I see we have at least a couple here, so we'll have to go ahead and get those answered. But if you want to give us a call, that's fine, too. So now's the time to do it with your gardening question. I have some other gardening questions. If I get to them, it's fine. And also want to come back, new citrus varieties from the University of Florida. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and we're coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions, as far as Talk and Entertainment Network.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4764. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-496-1910. That's 800-496-1910. Again, 800-496-1910.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. That's 800-410-6385.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brux Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brux Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brux Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brux Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BruxNightGuard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
I'm certainly happy to have you join me this morning. I'm Tom McCubbin, the horticulturist, retired extension agent from the University of Florida, and former host of Better Lawns and Gardens, host emeritus, as Teresa says. And I hope she's having a great time over in London. And she says it's not going to be raining. That's kind of nice. And 60-some degrees. Here, we're going to be here sweltering in the 90s, and she's over there enjoying.
Oh, I'm sure.
With the sweater on.
She said she did take some sweaters, so I'm sure she's going to have sympathy for us.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she'll be listening, too. Bob called back, and he wanted to do a follow-up to Alice when she was pruning her hibiscus and said, you know, you can root those cuttings and just make your cuttings. I like to make cuttings somewhere around 6 to 8 inches long, put a little rooting powder on them, and I can put them in a container of good potting soil or vermiculite or something like that. And Bob is just good at rooting anything. For instance, he has Jatropha, and he just sticks the stems in the ground, and they root. You know,
wow.
With me, it doesn't work that way. I struggle. So anyway, I'm gonna do what he did. I'm going to take some Jatropha stems and just stick them in the ground and see how well they do. So, Alice, you can go ahead and root your hibiscus portions, which is kind of neat. Hey, the University of Florida has done it again. The U.S. University of Florida IFAS breeders released 6 new citrus greening-tolerant varieties. And according to the release, that joins 45 others. So I didn't realize they had so many trees that were resistant to the greening, but they have 45 additional varieties and that they've licensed for propagation. And here's the ones that are new to this list. They have a Hamelin, which is a new, which is a citrus variety, old-time variety, actually. They have a sweet orange, 2 sweet oranges, and it's tolerant to greening. And they have a mandarin, which is tolerant to greening, 2 mandarin varieties that are tolerant. Mandarins are like tangerine-type things, and so they're good. And they use them for a processing to get the juice out of them. And those would be good ones. And they have a rootstock, an orange rootstock. So 6 new varieties of citrus that are tolerant. Now, what that means, it doesn't mean they're resistant. They spell that out. It means they're tolerant. They can resist the disease, but the trees could still live with the disease, so you may still have it there. So all these varieties are HLB, which is greening resistant, and work continues on, they say, to get citrus varieties that are totally resistant, not just tolerant to the greening disease. It joins 45 others. I didn't realize there were so many of them.
Really?
Kind of neat. So it would save the industry if they could get something of that nature out there. Let's see. We have a couple of text messages. If you want to give us a call or text us, 1-888-45-LAWNS, you can certainly do that. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. We'd love to have your calls here and text messages. Here's a number of questions here, and this comes from Melbourne Beach.
And Buffalo, that's his name.
Buffalo. Yep. I wondered about that.
Yep,
this is Buffalo.
Yep, uh-huh.
And so, anyway, he has an avocado that last year gave him 2 of the best avocados he said he's tasted. And it's a 10-year, it was planted it from seed 10 years ago. And so he also planted a seed from this one. It's in a 5-gallon pot, and it's growing great. He wants to know what can he expect from the tree, the 10-year-old tree, this year.
Okay.
And it hasn't put out any flowers, but it's sprouting, making a lot of growth. You know, seedling trees are unpredictable, but if you haven't got flowers by now, if you haven't got fruit by now, Buffalo, guess what? You're not going to get probably fruit this year. It's probably going to take a break. And citrus trees do that, and avocados are known for it. They'll bear fruit 1 year and not the next. Now, I know it's 10 years old. It just depends on how well it's growing. Obviously, it's growing real well right now. Keep up your fertilizer, the avocado fertilizer, citrus avocado fertilizer. Keep it moist, and next year could be your better year. Let's see. The one in the pot's doing fine, and just make sure it has the fertilizer also. Now, you can use just regular standard container fertilizer for that. If you want to get one of the products out there that made for containers, you can do it, or even liquid fertilizer. But keep it growing. Keep it regular. He said he also has a mango that took on and sprouted new leaves, and I wanted to know what the mango trees like as fertilizer. Citrus avocado and mango fertilizers. They're all good, and so what you want to do is go ahead and just fertilize it regularly. Mango trees, we're going to do it once in March, once in May, once in August, and once in October. And with fruit trees and vegetable gardens, you can go ahead and do that. You can fertilize them at that time. So wants to know what the sago palms like. Sagos aren't real palms, of course, but we'll use a palm fertilizer on it. Once in March, once in May, once in early October, and you should be fine. Let's see. Yep. We've got Bill in Georgia. Bill, good morning to you.
Hey, Tom, long time no talk to
you. I know. How you doing?
All right. I'm in my early 70s now, too, and I'm slow. My gardening is slowing up, and I don't know. It's just part of life, right?
Yeah, well, it takes a little effort to get out there in the garden and keep going, but you got to keep doing it, Bill. Keeps you healthy, keeps you active. You know, I have people that are talking to me and say, boy, you look younger than you are. And oh, I'm out in the garden. I'm out there working. What can I tell you?
Well, it's part of my problem is I had a stroke at 32, and that took a lot out of me. And to come back from that, now I'm facing the age factor, too. I mean, I got my health. I recovered from that and all. But, no, your health is okay? Joni's okay?
I'm fine. Joni's not with us anymore.
I did not know that.
Yes, and I appreciate all the listeners who sent us some cards and information on,
yes,
about that and goodwill wishes.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. She's in a much better place now.
Yes,
She's growing gardens in the upper skies now, and I'm sure. And look down here looking at us and making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Definitely. Well, hey, Bill, I got a question.
I look forward to being able to harass both of you when I get there, too.
I know. And same here for you.
Bill, I have a question for you real quick. What are you currently focusing on growing right now?
Well, I'm having a lot of critter problems. You know what a vole is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, voles, they're even eating my tomatoes. They got all of my peaches. I didn't get one peach. They were able to climb up there and get them. And then I had trouble with the catbirds getting my my loquats and some of my blackberries. So I'm, but basically what I have right now, I still have some Cherokee purple tomatoes, but they're on their way out. I've got some Jupiter peppers plants that I'm fixing to put into pots. And I have my main crop that I usually spend a lot of time growing on. I didn't till the garden this year, and I just dug a hole. Getting so lazy, I just dug a hole and stuck my zucchini plants in there. And I got 8 zucchini plants and 1 yellow squash plant. That's about it.
Yep. Well, you're still doing fine, Bill. Bill, thanks for the call. We got to run, but we appreciate it. Nice hearing you. You take care. Have a great gardening day. And we'll come back. We've got the final hour coming up here. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Texas 23680. And, of course, you know what? You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and it's coming to you on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Well, my buddy and I left early that morning, no different than any other time we've been fishing together. Loaded our gear and headed out to our favorite spot. Sky was getting dark, but we were just catching so many fish. Yeah, now, we had life jackets on board, but we could swim, so we never wore them. Then the wind and the waves picked up. We started taking on water. Engine quit. In a split second, we were in the water. I lost my best friend that day. It's National Safe Boating Week. Good time to start wearing your life jacket every second you're on the water. Visit myfwc.com.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, and commercial vehicles all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Motorist, watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians, allowing 3 feet of clearance, and be on the lookout for motorcycles. Never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around commercial vehicles. Don't cut in front and stay out of their blind spots. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. Let's all make it home safely. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Summer starts early here in Florida, which means we get more beach time, more sunshine, and more time to enjoy refreshing, sweet, and juicy fresh from Florida watermelon. The best part of summer is already here. Find locally grown Florida watermelon where you shop. Just look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo or ask for it by name. Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Thanks for joining us today here for Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studio. Always happy to have you. Happy to have your great questions also. Still time if you want to rush one in. It's 1-888-45-LAWNS or 1-888-455-2967. Or you still have time to text us at 23680. It's 23680. I want to go to this text message here because it's something that kind of Bob was talking about. And it comes from Colette in Winter Haven. And she said she gets her tomatoes out of the compost pile, or that's where the best ones come from.
Facts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. And so she says it's in an open place in the garden, and the tomato seeds germinate and take over the spot. And so that's where she's getting her tomatoes. And Bob's saving a lot of seed. I don't know. As the seeds get more expensive these days, it looks like maybe we have to start saving more seeds again. Mm-hmm. I save hollyhock seeds, I have to tell you. I normally have great hollyhocks, and they flowered well, and they started to set seeds. And I normally collect the seeds, okay? I go out there, and the seeds are gone. They're missing.
What?
And I think the birds were coming through, and I did see some birds fly out of it. And I think the birds were coming through and opening up the pods and getting the seeds. I did get a few seeds, so I saved some, but nothing like I normally have. I normally have a kind of a cottage cheese container that I fill with seeds each year.
Right.
And I think the birds are out there just eating, taking them out of the top.
They're plotting against you.
Them and the squirrels and the armadillo. I have tomatoes right now, and about 25 feet from the tomato plant, I find this nice big tomato, green tomato, with the whole side eaten out of it. I think it's the armadillo. I don't know.
You're probably true. You're on it.
I've got to be. Let's go to Jim here in Ocoee. What do you say? Jim, top of the morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
I have a question about plumera trees.
Okay.
And how deep the roots go.
You know, they're surface rooted. They're not deep rooted plants. Are you going to move one, or what do you want to do?
No, I'm trying to decide whether I can have one above a drain field.
You know, you could. The drain field, I know drain fields are not very deep down in the ground, so I will tell you that probably the primary is going to put some roots down into the drain field. It's going to be extensive. I don't know. The primary is not a big tree-type plant, but it's, you know, it's a tree form. And so if the drain field is fairly close to the surface, yeah, it's going to put roots down into it, so...
Enough to be a problem, though? I mean, do they have a lot of root system?
Well, it's not like an oak tree or, you know, ligustrums or anything like that, but they do have roots, and roots can be extensive. So my rule is, Jim, I don't plant anything over the drain field.
Okay, if you have a 2-inch diameter plumera tree, what's the size pot you'd want to have that in?
I probably want it in about a 30-gallon container.
30 gallons.
Yeah,
okay.
At least somewhere.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jim. You take care. Have a great gardening day. Yeah, I'd want a large container, 30, a nice large nursery type pot, maybe 50 gallons even.
That's what I switched over to after the hurricane last year. Took out one of my 3 raised beds that I had, and so I had a bunch of those. So I started filling those up, and they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, well, they'll do well, no doubt about it. Why don't we hop over to Melbourne? Reggie's on the line. Reggie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. It's been quite a while, but you kept my key lime, my Persian lime, and my lemon trees alive until the greening got them about 3 or 4 years ago.
I know it
but
happened
I
to
just,
me, too.
I wanted to see if I could get a recommendation for replacing those with a tolerant to greening, I guess you called it.
You know, you're going to have to see what the nursery have, but lemons and limes tend to be tolerant. So I would go back. I still have a lime that made it through greening and is still producing for me. We're using the word tolerant, and there's nothing resistant out there. Everything can get the greening. But I would go back in with the lemon or the lime if that's what you want to plant. And then you can see if any of the garden centers are getting some of these new varieties. I didn't realize the university had released 45 different varieties. But some of them are available for homeowners. And so some of the garden centers will be getting I think there's a tangerine and a orange tree and maybe even a grapefruit out there that has tolerant now that's they listed as homeowner varieties some time ago. So, but lemons and limes, I'd give it a try.
Okay. Any idea how much I should put fertilizer for my pineapples that I have in pots?
Okay, I would get somebody's slow-release fertilizer. Go out and get Shake and Feed by Miracle-Gro or get Osmocote or Dynamite, one of those, and follow the container instructions. I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference. The pineapple's not going to care. The only thing it cares is getting regular fertilizer. A long time ago, a famous author, Lewis Maxwell, was listening to the program. And he heard me talk about pineapples, and he said, "You know what I do?" I said, "Louis, what do you do?" He said, "I go out once a month with a bucket of liquid fertilizer and dump it on the pineapple."
Oh.
And so that's what he did. And this is a gardening expert who's written a lot of books, Lewis Maxwell's books. And I don't know whether they're still on the market or not, but I know they were. I have the whole collection of them. But that's what he was doing. So I think what the bottom line is, just make sure you give it something regularly. Fertilize it regularly. And the slow release will do that, and you only have to do it every couple of months. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I had been using the much more expensive avocado citrus fertilizer. So,
yeah, get one of the slow release. It's not cheap. Fertilizer today is not cheap. I can't believe how much it costs just for lawn fertilizer now. But you can shop around. Sometimes you can get a deal. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Very good to see you, and very sorry to hear about your loss.
Well, that's okay.
Thank you. And her on the radio.
Everything's fine. Thank you, Reggie. Appreciate it very much. Let's see. I've got a couple of questions here. One has this is a fairly common question coming in now. It says one of our more than 20-year-old southern magnolia trees seems to be declining. Could this be caused by a lack of rain? Any supplements I should give it? Magnolias, if it's ever a time when magnolias are going to look bad, it's right now because they shed out their leaves. They change out their leaves.
Okay.
And so some magnolias, it depends on when it shed out a lot of its leaves last. If you had a lot of leaves lost last year and you got a bunch of green leaves, probably not going to be quite the dilemma this year that it was last year. But the magnolias will start to get those yellow leaves. They'll start to drop a lot. They'll look bad, and yes, not have enough irrigation, enough water. It's going to be part of make it worse. But I think the tree's probably going to be just fine. Make sure it has adequate water around the tree. Give it a little fertilizer, and it's not probably necessary to fertilize them, but it might give it a little bit of a boost. Okay, let's see. Another question here. It says, I plan to plant variegated ginger in a partially shaded area. That's where they do best, by the way. And I understand they can get 5 feet tall. Can these plants be trimmed to a smaller size without harming them? I would not, you're not going to harm them. You're just going to make them look bad. You're going to find that they're going down through the center of the plant when you prune them back. that area is going to be brown, and it's not going to put up new growth there. You have to wait for more shoots to come up. So I would go through and just, trim out some that are getting too tall, let new shoots come up, keep them moist and keep them fertilized and the way they're going
to
grow.
Okay, we have a text from Bill from Orlando. Says, since boxwood seem to do poorly in Central Florida, what other alternative plants do you recommend? And thank you.
That is a great question, actually, because boxwoods do have problems. They get nematode problems. Remember, my dirty word of the day was nematodes. You can dig down and look at the roots, and you can see that. The best substitute for it, which you won't notice any difference hardly, is the dwarf yaupon holly. The typical variety you find out there is a variety called Shillings. And Shillings, it has a, kind of a boxwood leaf to it. It stays low like the boxwood. It's nematode tolerant. It is one of the workhorses that I love. And so we plant Shillings in place of the boxwood, you're going to do fine. The other thing is boxwood does like its fertilizer, so you need to make sure it stays fertilized. Shillings will do fine with it also. So I hope that helps Bob out a little bit there. But the dwarf yaupon holly is the substitute for the boxwoods that are going bad. Okay, let's see what else I have here. I have another question that says, I planted zoysia that is running to my garden. Oh, this is a neat one. That is running to my garden beds. I was told I would have to cut or dig it out. I have zoysia like that, and it's no fun cutting or digging it out, I'll be honest with you. So if it's going into the shrub or flower bed, there are some products out there that you can use over the top of the plants. You just have to read the label carefully, make sure the plant you're going to put it on top of is okay. One is called Fertilome Over the Top 2. It's the name of the product, Fertilome Over the Top 2. And the other one is Ortho Grass Be Gone. And you can spray that over top of many of your plants around them and not hurt the broadleaf plants, but take out the grass. And one will be the zoysia that's there. Torpedo grass is another one it will take out. It just works out very well that you can get control of something like that.
Yes, don't forget about Peterson's Nursery. They have their lecture, their Orchid Lecture 101 at 9:30 this morning. Bring your own chair.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, folks. If your station doesn't broadcast this, ask them to broadcast Better Lawns and Gardens for us. Don't forget our great sponsors. We have Black Cow, Summit Responsible Solutions, Quality Green Specialists in DeLand, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. And please let them know that you heard us and you appreciate them. And Lizzie, as always, it's a pleasure being with you.
Thank you.
And we're coming to you, of course, from the Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent Year-Round Spray Oil. And, of course, I'm Tom McCubbin. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.